Mishicha, only Mishicha, is Avakim, who are dim, and not can buy something off a Jew, not a Biachas, it's only one. So therefore I tell you, it's Bekesev and not with Mishicha. That's what the Pasuk of Amisecha tells us. Now the Gemara says, Amri, Ulam, we say like this, Ulamei, Madiyom, according to Amei, Mishiter is, Mishicha Biachim Koino, Amei Mashiter is, that in Avodah Zarah, that he holds that a guy's kinyan is with Mashiach. That if a guy wants to be kind of something, well, for Jew, he has to make kinyan Mashiach. So, honi chisa will occur of Yechon, this will be good if a man holds like Yechon and Shita. The Yom of Yechon holds that Vatara means midi araisa, moyes kainois, that midi araisa, the Jew wants to buy metalklim off another Jew. The kinyan is kesef. But Mishicha loy, but midi raisa, there's no kinyan Mishicha. Midi raisa, dvatur, means Moses kindness. If so, then it'd be good amema. That therefore, la misecha, what do we do with the pot? Is ahani la misecha? The word la misecha saying that the kinyan is only by Jew is la misecha bekesef. Liyakim and Mishicha comes teach us then that only by a Jew, there we have the kinyan kesef. That's dvatur, Moses kindness. But by Nakam, there may be rice, the kinyan will be Mashiach. So it's good on Meim if he holds like a Yechon and Shita. The Yechon says, and Rashi says, and Parak Azov, that Tevah, Torah, Moises, Kindness. There's still the Potik says, V'nos ha-nakes ha-vekom lo'y v'gom ha-hegit m'hegdish. He moves out the pasture from Kinyan, from Hegdish. And Mashiach is not kind according to a Meima, according to a Yechon. So it's very good that by Nakam, there's a Kinyan Mashiach will be good on Meima. But but, Esau will occur as Shlokish. If you tell me that our name is not like Resh Lakish. The Yom of Shlokish holds Mashiach Mefreshes Minatayra. He holds now that there's no Kinyan Kesav Midi Raisa Adirabba. The Kinyan is Mashiach. Like Rashi says, the Pasuk says, Miyada Misecha, Mashu Miyad Liyan. You have to hand something from hand to hand. If so, Midi Raisa, the Kinyan by a Jew is Mashiach. If so, La Misecha, Mashiach, the Joshua should be, La Misecha should be a Kinyan with Mashiach. Ula'akim b'mashicha. If so, according to you, Amen, you tell me now, go also about the Kinyan Mashicha. If so, la'misecha l'omri. What do we do with the word la'misecha? The smash with the Kinyan only applies to a Jew, not to a guy. The Kuru B'kash and Ameima. So Mura says, Amri, I'll tell you like this. Li'amisecha atamachzer reino, but vi'atamachzer reino. I'll tell you, according to Ameima, we'll use this Jerusha, if you hold like Resh Lakish, that the Pasuk of la'misecha comes teach us, one is the Apasha of Oino, if you gypped a person more than a sixth, that you have to return the Oino, you have to return him. What you gypped him, that's only by a Jew, not by Nakam. That's the Pasuk of Amisecho. That, V'yata Master Oino Liyakam. You have to return it. Rashi says, the Mash Moch Liyakam says, my Oino Mi'altainu Isha Sochiv. So, what's the question? That also depends. For tomorrow, Liyakum miyaltoinu ish esochiv naf. There's another pasuk for that. It says, don't be ma'ana, don't jip one to a brother. So, mashma only by a Jew, there's a pasha voino, and that's by Nakum. So, Mura says, no, we need two psukim. Chad biyakum, chad behegdish. One is the mit that a guy, if you sell something to a guy and you charge him more than a sixth, you don't have to return it to him. And chad is behegdish, that if you sell something to hegdish, hegdish buys something, there's no pasha voino. I need both chidushim. Because Rachman Chalter, we just wrote one miyat, have min liyakim. Who di ain loyano? Only by a girl you allowed a jiffy, you could charge him more than you're supposed to. Avul hegdish yesh loyano. Maybe if you sell something hegdish though, you can't be jipped. His kamash mulan teaches even hegdish also. There's a pasha of I know you can't jip them more than a sixth. Tomorrow still so far comes out that a maimer maybe could come out of quantum rush like a shoso. That even though Resh Lakish shows me the rise of the Kinyan by Yisrael is Mashicha, it still could be by Nakam also there's a Kinyan Mashicha. And the Pasuk we use the Amisecha to teach us is no Pasha of Eino by Nakam. So Mar still asks, Hanich Lamandi Yom Agzele Yosa. If you tell me it's also to steal from a guy, so it's good that I need a Pasuk to say that there's no Yisrael Eino. That's a Chiddush. Hainu the Yisrael Kruel and Mishra Eino. Therefore I need a Pasuk to say that the Eino is Mutah. But early Esau will look command the Yoma. Gizela Shalakim Mutti. If you tell me, hold like the man the Yoma. That Gizelakim is Mutti Midirais. You let us steal from a guy. If so, I know me boy. Wait, what do I need a prophet to teach me? You let it like Jip a guy. Pshita. Madhav, there's no Issa Midirais to steal from a guy. Pshita, there's no Issa of a norm. So what do we need a pasuk la misecha for? So according to my answer, then Echnam Yamri, I'll tell you, he saw the law command the yom magzei lamuta, that if Taka Meim would hold, but this man the yom that the gezel akim is muta, then Echnam, then our kach, then we have to say a proof of, we'll be forced to say, Kirab Yechlin Srila, that a Meim ago to court to Rab Yechlin and Shita, that Rab Yechlin says, me the right of the Kenyan by Yisrael is Kesef. So if it's good the pasuk liyam misecha to teach us, only by Yisrael from Yisrael is there a Kenyan Kesef. Mashenkin, when a guy buys something, there the kinyan will be Mashicha. This will have to be Pshana Meim, will have to hold like Rav Yechna. So Rashi used to seek out Command Yom Exela Shel Akam, Osab Bavakama, Perak Rezabasra. It's Machlekas in the Gemara over there. So most of the Yisam, Rashi says, Vadi Isa Vag Gizela Shel Akam Utavila, Tin Mandi Yoma. And you let us steal from an Akam. Sula Yosu Kral, the Mishra, you don't need a Pasha to say that Noz Muta. El Man, El Lamayad Medin Kinyan. Yechivon the Yom Akim Kenev Mashiach Akok Rav Yehuda Sfirlei to the Kesef Ko Namaitlei. Come and teach us Lami Secha that is no Kinyan Kesef by a guy, only a Kinyan of Mashiach. Rabbi Gemara says, "Maisley, I have a question. It says Alocha Halokei Akrutois Minu Akim. If a Jew buys scraps of metal or for goy, Krutois Rashi says Chatichas Kesef, scraps, pieces of silver, or for goy." And you found amongst these pieces of silver a piece of an avoid zoro there. So it depends. If you do not give money yet, but still you made a Mashiach locher as yachzor, you have a right to return it. So Rashi says, the Havmina right now with the Mashiach in the Koino. There's no Kinyan Mashiach. So if you have a right to retract and give back this silver that has the avoid zoro there and take back your money. But and then just forget about it. You didn't give money yet. But let's say you already paid money for it. The Jew gave the money to the guy. And also you made a kinyan mashicha. Now the locher is mashma, the kinyan is chal. So therefore, what can you do with this avodah zarah that you bought? The locher is yelach hanol liyam ha-melech. You have to throw the avodah zarah to the yam ha-melech. So Rashi says, because the locher is the avodah zarah b'yad Yisrael, and in the potato lomis, there's no way to mevatla to break it. Therefore, it remains also banol yerlam. Therefore, you have to throw it to the Yamanelach. Now, the question is, Viyamin, if you're going to tell me, Moyes Koina, where we hold like Rabbi Yechanan, that the Moyes is the Kinyan. Yes, so then, Mashiach Lamali, how come it says over here that the Jew made the Mashiach or didn't make the Mashiach? What do you have to have the Kinyan Mashiach altogether for? So, my answer is, I'll tell you, Hocha b'mayas kinyan. You know what I'm talking about over here? Shekibbalo levlod medina Yisrael. That this guy was mekabel upon himself to be noig medina Yisrael. He went after the kinyan of Yisrael, and therefore by Yisrael the kinyan is Mashiach. Samar says the hocha is so mois lomeli. So what do you have to have mois fakert? We hold that the kopon and rabbanon are kopon, and we hold that the kinyan is now Mashiach, not kesef. See, we're talking about Medina Yisrael, so according to Kinyan should have been Mashiach. Forget about the money. So Moses says, Hochakom, this is what the Brice needs to say. Afa pish and nois and nois, even though you already paid money, so what? The klal is, imo shachin, if you already made the Mashiach, so Mashiach is a Kinyan, you can't retract. Vi loy loy, but if you did not make a Mashiach, you have right to retract. So Moses says, Yochi is so kasha reisha. He is so then it'll be kasha on the reisha. Because the reisha says clearly that you made a Mashiach, still you could retract. So you see, even though you made a Mashiach, still Mashiach is not kaino. So Marin says, I'm Rabbi, your bias is like this. Reisha Mishum Dika make a chtois. Karka could be true, maybe the Kinyan is a good Kinyan Mashiach, but the reason why you could retract in the Reisha is because it's a make a chtois. Like you did not pay money, I'm enough to get an Avoy de Zorah. So you didn't pay money for that, you have a right to retract. Oh, Malay Robots, Robbie has back, if so, Reisha Mishum Dika, Mekach Tois, Seif Olav Mekach Tois. It's told in the Seif, we're also the same thing. The Chuli, even though you already made a Mashiach, or you paid money, so what? The Chuli still to Mekach Tois? So why can't you retract? If you're going now, Batoros, to Mekach Tois, you never had a mind to buy the Avoy de Zoro, so what should be the difference between the Reisha and the Seif? So now it's like this. El Arad Amarav, Romans are like this. Reisha v'sata mekach tois. Stack it true in both cases, both in the Reisha and the Seif. Really, it's a mekach tois. The person never had a mind to buy, such a type of a metal that has avodah zarah there. But Reish is like this. Reish the lo yoyiv zuzi, even though he made a kinyan mashicha. But since he did not give money yet, so really it's a mekach tosh. He could retract. So the chshayla should be, is it a marasai in the kalacha? So in the Reish we say we did not pay money yet. Lo mechzei ka avodah zarah biyad Yisrael. It does not look as if the Yisrael owns this avodah zarah. Since you did not pay money and you're not getting money back, so it does not look like the mekach took place. Therefore, you have right to retract. But I tell you, safe for the yoyuzuze, safe for you already paid money already. So now, at the mekach tois, you want to get the money back from the guy. It is mechzei kavodizor biyad Yisrael. It looks as if this avodizor was biyad Yisrael, and now you're going and selling it back to the guy, and the guy is paying you the money. So therefore, as the marasayin, it looks like you're getting money from the guy for this avodizor. Therefore, it's also. Therefore, the sefer says that you already paid the money, so therefore you can't retract. But in the ratio of pshat is, even though you made a kinyan mashicha, still, since you did not pay the money yet, there's no mechzei, as if you're buying the avodah, as you're selling the avodah zarah to the guy. Therefore, in the ratio, it's mutter to retract. The Abai Yom Rabbi says like this: Reisha mekech toyis to lo yoda to lo yoyiv lezuzi. I'll tell you now the difference between the ratio, because there's a big difference between the ratio and the sefer. In the ratio, we do not give money yet, even though you made a mashicha. The other story is you don't have to be mine, you're not obligated really to check it out that much, even though you made a mashicha, but since you didn't pay yet, so therefore we say really your das was only to buy the metal, not to buy the avodah zarah. You didn't check it out. Before you pay, you didn't have to check it out that much. Therefore it's called a real mekach tois. Mashenke in Sefer, loy mekach tois in the Sefer taka that you paid money already, it's not called a mekach tois. Why? The chiv and the yoyuzuzi, since you already paid money, is salki kol moshach. Once you made a mashiach, now after you paid the money, iboy le yunei. For the mimshach, you're supposed to check it out very carefully before you made the mashiach. Because you paid money for the ready. Usually people check it out when they pay the money. So therefore, that you did not check it out that much, it must be that you had a mind to buy it no matter what. So therefore, in this safe, it's not considered a mekach tois. That's why you can't retract, because you gave money already. Just in the ratio, you did not give the money yet, there it's not called, there it's called a mekach tois. And like Rashi says, like in the safe, boy in the yune, now midle yayin, since you did not check it out that much, the svari is achule ochel, you meichel it. Tevi mishichos, mishichel gemur. It's called a good mishicha. Rav Ashi says like this: Midi Reisha Mishicha in a Koina. Since no, it's not a mekach tois here. The Reisha's mashmud is no kinyan mishicha. So since you didn't pay the money yet, therefore you have right to retract. So I tell you, sefer nami mishicha in a Koina. Same thing. The sefer also the kinyan is not the mishicha. The kinyan is a kinyan kesef. That's the kinyan by a goy. Only by a Jew there's a kinyan mishicha, and not by a goy. By goy the kinyan is mois. If so, the question is, why in the Sefer did you have to say you made a Maisa Mashicha? Since in the Reisha it says that even though you made a Mashicha, but since you did not pay the money, there's no Kinyin. Tony Sefer Nami Moshech, it says in the Sefer Wadin that you made a Mashicha. But really in the Sefer Mashicha is Lav Dafka. The main thing is that when you pay money for it, that's a Kinyin by a guy, the Kinyin is Kesef. Ravino Ravina says like this: Ravino Amar, me the Sefer Mashicha Koina, no, be Medayik, since the Sefer says he made a Mashicha, Mashma, that's the Kinyan. And Rashi says, according to Ravino, who could go into Shekibla of Lodim Dini Yisrael, that he's Makal upon himself to be Noig Ladini Yisrael. And we're going now, Kasavarai Tana, the Itzrach Lameima, the Ensorach Lama, but the Burra Yamak, and I'll be the Chizuson Si. But Kopon, we're going now, the Nachami, that by Yisro the Kinyan is Mashicha, by Yigoy the Kinyan is Kesef. But Ravina says the Sefer is talking about Mashicha means that you're Makabal upon yourself to be Noigra Dini Yisrael. Therefore, the Ikas you made a Mashicha. Reisha Nami Mashicha Koina. Reisha also Mashicha is Koina. You made a Mashicha. So why could you retract in the Reisha? So the Reisha like this. Reisha Achakomar. This is what the Reisha is saying. Reisha Achakomar. Im Loi Nosan V'Loi Moshach Yachzir. If you do not give the money and you do not make a Mashicha, then you could retract. That's what it means in the ratio. So, l'chura, the Moreh's question, if you didn't do anything, you didn't give money, didn't make a Mashicha, so my yachta, what's the chiddush that you could retract? Pshita, what's there to retract from? You didn't do anything. So Moreh says, yes, yachta bidvorim. You could retract with the words, bidvorim, that's the shayla. And Kisava, because this time holds now, that dvorim yeshpe mechusra amono. That if you say you do something, it's not nice to change your mind or not to do it. That's called Yesh B'Mesur Mechusri Amona. So if you'll just say that you will buy it, it's not right now to change your mind, even though you didn't make any kinyin yet, and there won't even be a Misha Poro. There won't even be a real Kalola because you didn't make any Maisa Kinyin. But still, it's not nice. Once you said you would do it, you should do it. That's called Yidvor Yesh B'Mechusri Amona. It's not nice not to do what you said. But I'll tell you, the Chiddush here is V'Hani Milwend. We say this Klal Yisrael Mi Yisrael. The Kaima B'Dibarayu, it's a Svara. A Jew usually keeps his word. Therefore, if a Jew gives his word, he has to make sure to keep it. It's not nice not to keep it. If you say you buy something, you're supposed to buy it. Avo Yisrael Me'akum. But a Jew from a Goy, the Inu L'Kaima B'Dibarayu. Anyway, Goyim don't keep the words. Goyim say things and don't keep it. So therefore, like a Jew also, even though a Jew told the guy he will buy it, there's no need of Mechusri Amana. So again, like the guy never really trusted him anyway. The guy knows that he lies, he knows he says and doesn't do. So therefore, just the fact that a Jew says something doesn't really mean anything to the guy. So therefore, even though the Jew said he will buy it, that's the law, he has the right to retract and not to buy it. But only because he did not make a kinyan. If he made a kinyan, could be the kinyan is Mashicha. If he made a kinyan Mashicha the Chanami, then he cannot retract. All right, turn over. We'll do the next daf on the other side.